This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Pentecost Thursday, first posted June 12, 2008, Matthew 10:24-33. Discipleship. Jesus warned his disciples that disciples and servants are not greater or better than their teacher or master. The best they can hope for is to be like their teacher or master. If people have called Jesus Beelzebul, ruler of demons, i.e. Satan, they will malign his disciples even more readily. Jesus told his disciples not to fear people or evil powers. Nothing can be kept secret that will not be made known. What Jesus told his disciples in private, they were to shout from the rooftops. They were not to fear those who can only kill them physically, but to fear, have awe and respect for, the Lord, who has the power and authority to cast body and soul into hell, eternal death and destruction. 2 sparrows were sold for a penny, but one does not die except by God's will. God knows the slightest details, even the number of hairs on our heads, so we need not be afraid, because we are more precious to God than many sparrows. Jesus will acknowledge to God everyone who acknowledges Jesus to others, but those who deny Jesus to others will be denied to God by Jesus. Christians are, by definition, disciples of Jesus Christ, Acts 11:20-60, who trust and obey Jesus. They are spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. It is possible to know with certainty for oneself whether or not one has been born again, Acts 19:2. Disciples of Jesus Christ are commanded to stay in Jerusalem, i.e., within the church, until they have been born again, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8, and then they are to go into the world to make born again disciples of Jesus Christ, teaching them to trust and obey all that Jesus commands. Matthew 28:19-20. The indwelling Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ within his disciples, Romans 8:9. It is by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we have personal knowledge of and fellowship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. It is by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we are guided and empowered to testify to others about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Christian disciples cannot expect to be popular and respected by worldly people. The world hated and crucified the perfect sinless Son of God, and we cannot expect to be any more well received than Jesus was. But we have a mandate to continue to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. Born again, Christians know by personal experience that Jesus is eternally alive and that the Holy Spirit within them testifies that they have eternal life also. Our concerns should be to serve our Lord by the guidance and resources he provides. What we say and do in our daily lives should testify to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus warned that there will be many who call Jesus their Lord and who claim to have prophesied and done many great deeds in Jesus' name, who Jesus will deny knowing on the day of judgment, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Saving knowledge of Jesus Christ is obedient trust in Jesus' teachings. Anyone who truly believes in Jesus will seek to know and apply Jesus' teachings in their daily life, Matthew 7:24-27. There is a day of judgment coming when everyone who has ever lived will be accountable to the Lord for what they have done in their lifetime. Those who have trusted and obeyed Jesus will have been reborn by the indwelling Holy Spirit and will enter God's eternal kingdom, but those who have rejected Jesus and have failed or refused to trust and obey Jesus will receive eternal destruction and spiritual death in hell with all evil. Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.